Day to jumpstart our class. I wore my jacket on purpose because I know the person speaking to us today is somebody who would appreciate it. So just let me just go around, turn around a bit. When we did our training needs analysis for staff development, one of the topics that did come up regularly was a request to get some training on event management. And at the time, we approached Ms. May Perez, who we consider to be the Obi-Wan Kenobi of event management in our world. And when we were talking with Ms. May, she actually said, why don't we approach the Yoda of event management, who taught me my ways of event management. And so we did get in touch with her professor, who at the time she did a course, short course in the College of St. Benilde, with some of the staff here in the fort, and I think a few of you here went with her, and we had a chance, and we're so appreciative that Ms. Jem Salvador did accept the invitation to come. In fact, she really enjoys actually doing this for churches as well. Week to week, many of the things we do can be considered an event. We take time and really organize so many activities with so many moving parts, so many people involved. And so it'd be good for us as a team and the administrative team here to really get a framework that will be common for all of us. Many of us probably do events, you know, with those style. We just figured it out along the way. We knew these things needed to happen by this time and everything else. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to do that too. And especially the budget part, you know, normally at the end of the event, we're like, oh, wait, we need a budget. So this will formalize our process, hopefully. We have this for the whole day because as we were going through it, really the best way for us to learn this is to actually practice it and try the exercises out as well, okay? So Ms. Jem Salvador is a certified hospitality educator, okay? And she currently teaches in the University of the Philippines, HRIM. Okay, she also teaches in American Hospitality Academy. So she's regularly teaches hospitality management. She's a mom with a son, 19 years old, who's actively involved in CCF. So definitely a sister in the Lord as well. So could you give a big hand to Ms. Jem Salvador? She comes up. We're in for a good time. Ms. Jem.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Okay, it's nice to be here. It seems to be a nice day. Okay, it's nice. We have nice weather outside, but definitely I could feel the energy in this room. It seems that everyone's so eager to learn. I do hope I would be able to teach you new tricks on events management. Okay, so I'm a teacher at heart. Pastor has mentioned I do teach at the University of the Philippines. And, aside from running hotels and restaurants, events has become one of my other passions. Okay, so I'll just take you briefly how I got into events. Probably some of you would relate to my story. Okay, so I started in events quite by, not really accident. Okay, it was defined as part of the job. Okay, my first foray into events was hosting school tours for Jollibee. Like we would be doing mascot shows in preschools and elementary schools. My task was to do 200 of those shows in one school year. So there were days where we will be doing around 4 shows in one day, and you still have to look and feel as fresh, okay, on your 4th show. Okay, so that was how I started, no? The school tours, well, these are kids, so it's easy to entertain kids. Okay, and when you have the mascots there, they just climb all over the mascot, so that's the show itself. Okay, but that taught me how to be very resourceful. Okay, think on my feet, because you have to adjust to what your audience wants. Okay, and then later on, may promotion then, no? So I graduated into the mall shows. Okay, so it's not only the schools, I had mall shows. Aside from the mall shows, we also did provincial shows. It seems that we have performed in every small plaza in some province. Okay, of course, my favorite was performing or doing a show at Plaza Miranda at the height of the Quiapo Fiesta. We owned one night there, and we had to do a show. Well, it was a challenge, no? Because while I was emceeing, I was also working behind the scenes. I was producer, I was director, scriptwriter, prop man, makeup artist, all in one, no? And for me, well, it was really tiring, but it was fun. Okay, it is fun to be involved in events, and I was learning as I went along. I never had formal training in stage production. Okay, I knew how to cook, that's all I know. Okay, but then I was pushed into this thing. Okay, but then, aside from the desk job that I had to do, these shows kept me occupied. And then later on, as I moved on, I went into events, but more on the behind the scenes. Okay, I would use events for sponsorships or to partner with other agencies or even to do some charity work for the companies that I've worked with. Okay, so we worked on conventions, parades, etc. So it was really one event week after week after week. For a while, I opened a company that was handling events. Our clients were Jollibee, the pharmaceutical companies as well. Okay, so we were producing events for these corporations. Okay, and then after years of doing that, I said, well, I think I've had enough. Been there, done that. That was when the College of St. Vinil Space invited me to pioneer in the professional event management program. So this time I was able to use my training in teaching, research, as well as in events management. Okay, it was at this time that I discovered that, wow, event management is a field in itself. Okay, it's a vast field of study. Although what we have here in the Philippines is quite primitive compared to what they have abroad. Okay, abroad, event management has become a formal field of study since the, 1990s, I guess, or the late 80s. But here, it still is Binil that has the professional event management program. Aside from that, if you'd like to learn event management, well, there are short-term seminars. Okay, and I've chosen to commit myself to event management education. Okay, after learning event management the hard way, okay, and after researching much on it, now I'm able to merge it and teach a new breed of event managers. Okay, and I guess it comes at a very good time because events seem to be used all over. Okay, it's used for marketing, it's used for training. Okay, churches use events also. Of course, there are the social events as well. No, so it is something that has arrived, really. Okay, so that's why I'm committed to teaching a new breed of event managers. So I do hope that today I'll be able to train your batch, okay, of event managers. I cannot promise to teach you everything because it's just 6 hours. Okay, neither can I promise to teach you really something that you've never knew before. Okay, a lot of it you already know. Okay, event management is not rocket science. Okay, it's just being able to organize the things that you're supposed to do to put together your events. Okay, so today, okay, by the end of the workshop, you should be able to explain the process. Okay, develop and present an event plan from vision to concept. I understand there are several events lined up for the rest of the year. So hopefully, okay, by the end of the day, you'll be more confident in presenting your plans. Okay, we'll also be working on some plans, okay, just to practice you on the process. Okay, also to apply project management techniques in planning and implementing event plans. Usually, event planners or event managers get lost in the creatives. We forget that it is something that you're supposed to manage. we forget the management side of things. Okay, so I'll just bring you back, okay, and put in those management techniques. Okay, we'll also like you to have an active part in planning, executing, and evaluating your church events. Okay, to develop checklists and templates for use in future events. Okay, which would be very, very helpful tools for you. And lastly, you should be able to create event evaluation tools and post-event reports. Okay, kasi nga, it still is management. So the reports have to be submitted as well. All right, so a few house rules. Just keep an open mind. Take good notes. You have your workbook there in front of you. There are blanks that you have to fill up later as we do go along. So, and please take good notes. Okay, cell phones, please place them in silent mode. You are highly encouraged to participate in the activities. And feel free to ask questions. Okay, this is not the university. I am not a cranky professor. Okay, so I do encourage free flow of questions and answers. Although I cannot promise to answer everything, but perhaps somebody in this room might be able to answer your question. Okay, so what is an event? Why is it such a big word these days? Okay, if you take a look at the dictionary, it will tell you that an event is an occurrence. It is something that happens. Okay? But then again, we put in a lot of emphasis on events, particularly what we call special events. Okay? This is defined as a unique moment in time celebrated with ceremony and ritual to satisfy specific needs. Okay? So, oh, by the way, if you'd like to, further reading on event management, just Google Dr. Joe Goldblatt. He's the guru of them all. Okay, he has a wide collection of books that he has written. He has even written a dictionary on event management terms. Okay, so yan. Okay, so Dr. Goldblatt says it's a unique moment. Okay, unique. Meaning what? It's different. It's rare also. Okay. Well, another writer volunteers this definition. So a special event is a one-time or infrequently occurring event outside of normal programs. Meaning it's not part of your normal routine. It's not part of normal operations. Okay. So it has to be special. And to the customer or guest, a special event is an opportunity for a leisure, social, or cultural experience outside the normal range of choices or beyond everyday experience. So simply, it is a special occurrence. Okay, my own definition is events are unique happenings that bring people together for a purpose. Okay, and I guess that is what makes events very, very special. Okay? Okay, it's unique. It does not happen very often. Okay, this in the same way that while we might have several birthdays in our lifetime, each one of us will always have only one 10th birthday, only one 20th birthday, or 18th birthday. There's always that unique happening. Okay, events have a limited duration. It has a definite start and a finish. Okay, it might last for 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, but definitely there's a limited duration. Events happen with a live audience in attendance. Okay, it would be a very sad day if you only have yourself at your event. Okay, and events require one or more groups to plan and to organize. Okay. Mainly because there are a lot of details that have to be attended to, a lot of things that have to be planned. Okay, and events are staged for a purpose. There always has to be a reason why you're doing an event. Okay, especially now that events always require a lot of resources. Okay, you put in a lot of time, energy, you put in money into events. Therefore, it is important that we do understand what the purpose of the event is. Okay, which brings us to the purposes. Okay, events can either be any of these four classifications. There are events to celebrate, meaning you're celebrating something, there is an occasion to celebrate. There are events to commune, okay, meaning to share ideas with other people, okay, to share information or new knowledge. To commune, just to to reunite, okay, and to mingle with other people. To convene is to share ideas and new knowledge. And then lastly, commerce. Okay, events are used for trading, to sell things, okay, or to market new products. Okay, so examples there. Celebrations would include life cycle events like baptism, birthdays, weddings. Okay, events to commune would mean reunions or hallmark events, like if you have a gathering of all of the churches, that would be a hallmark event. Events to convene would include meetings, conferences, and conventions. And for commerce, these are the marketing events, exhibits, and trade shows. Okay, so why don't we work together? Okay, I'd like you to list down what events do we have at Victory Christian, meaning all of the churches that are involved here. Okay, let's group the class first. Probably two tables can work together. Okay, so how do we do this? Okay, so we have 5 groups, okay? Okay, so we're handing out post-its and a pen. Okay, so what you're supposed to do is to write the kinds of events that you have. Write one event per post-it. Okay, and then later on, you're going to fill up the sheets here. Okay, classify your events according to whether it is to celebrate, to convene, for commerce, or to commune. Okay, so list down as many events as you can. Okay, and then classify it on the board. Okay, you may start posting on the board. Classify it according to the purpose. Volunteer week. Ano ba yan? For them to
sign up?
Oh, okay. Pwede siyang commerce kasi you're selling the idea of becoming a volunteer. Yan. Okay. Wow, you have a lot of events going on. Okay, I guess there was some trouble classifying. Okay, whether it's for commerce, to commune, or to convene. Okay, but basic guideline there is if it's about learning, if it's about sharing ideas, that means the purpose is to convene. Okay, to commune is just a gathering of people for them to just be together to socialize. Okay, so parties without celebrating anything in any specific occasion, then that would be to commune. Okay, now for commerce. Now, I do understand that there are events that you have wherein you do sell tickets. Okay, so it's either the tickets that are the commodity, or it can be an idea also that you're trying to push. Right? Okay, so don't be boxed into the classifications. Okay, what is important is the purpose would be clear. Okay, and typically the purpose of your event would fall into any of those four C's. Okay, questions so far? Okay, so let's move on. Okay, there are no right or wrong answers here. Cool lang tayo dyan, okay? Oh, very competitive. Okay, now, what we also have to bear in mind is that whatever event we might have here in church, okay, it is a means to achieve any of our objectives. Okay, so the event is the tool by which we can achieve the organization's objectives. Also, okay, the events can support the church functions, and it can also be a solution to a problem. Okay, like typically when you feel that the team that you're working with isn't working well together, okay, or everyone feels they're overworked, they're tired of what they are doing, then you can come up with a team building activity and that solves your problem. Okay, so events can be something that would contribute to the church objectives. It can be something that is part of the functions or the operations of the church. It can also be a solution to your problem. Okay, now, when you're head of an event team, or when you're managing an event, you cannot but consider that there are also other individuals or groups that will be interested in your event, or would have a stake in your event. Okay, so aside from being able to manage your event team, an event manager will also have to address the concerns of several other entities. First of which would be the host. Okay, or for whom is the event for? Okay, it could be the church, so that means it could be the pastor, or it could be a ministry group. Okay, that would be hosting, and that group will have their own list of concerns. You also have to bear with the suppliers, especially if you have to tap external parties to provide for the needs for your event. Then definitely you also have to consider the concerns of your guests. Okay, what will satisfy them? What will make them want to attend? What will make them want to stay on at the event? Okay, then the financer. Okay, where the source of funds would be coming from. Okay, and then at times there are also the externals. These are people who might not be directly involved in the event, but nonetheless they would be interested. Like for example, if you're having a gathering here for let's say 3,000 people, definitely you have to coordinate with the a global city police force for the traffic flow. Okay, so therefore they're not part of the event, but then they'll have their own concerns. Okay, or probably even in your local churches. Okay, you have to might seek permission from the barangay for certain activities that you would have. Okay, so as event managers, we have to identify who the stakeholders are. Okay, and what will be their concerns? Let us already anticipate what is it that what their concerns would be and what their interest in the event would be. Okay, remember, events happen with an audience in attendance. And when there's an audience, when there are a lot of people who are expected or a lot of people involved, therefore, you have to balance all of their concerns. Okay? So on pages 3 and 4 of your handout, you have there a guide. Okay, we won't go through it, but at least you have a guide such that when you plan your event, already take note of what would be the concerns of this particular groups or individuals. Okay? So, okay, let's talk about how do we go about event management. Okay, so one definition says that event management includes research, design, planning, coordinating, and evaluation of events. So it is not just being able to run a party or host a party. A lot of work goes on before the event, during, and even after the event. Okay, when you are involved, either as the event manager or part of the event team, you start working early on. Okay, the bigger the event, the earlier you'll have to start working. Right? The bigger the event, the earlier you have to start planning. Okay, and planning and replanning and replanning again. Okay, and then you implement it, then during which time you coordinate with a lot of people. Okay, you talk to a lot of people, you meet almost every day, every hour. Okay, and then lastly, at the end of your event, you still have to do your evaluation. Okay, although the process doesn't really follow a step-by-step like that, no? It can be an ongoing thing. Okay, as you make your plans, you do your research, okay? And then as you develop the plans and present it and evaluate it, then there would be instances when you have to change the plan and then do your research all over again, okay? I do enjoy doing research for events, especially when I'm working on a particular theme, okay? I'm very thankful that there's now the internet. It's easier to do research. Okay, you can get a lot of visual images. You can get a lot of idea pegs. No, but I do encourage, if you're an event manager, research a lot. Okay, because that would give you the ideas. No, research not only on ideas with regards to carrying out a theme. You also have to constantly research on possible suppliers that you can work with, okay, or possible materials that you can use, okay? And like one experience I have, I was asked to do a birthday party. It was a 7th birthday, and the kid wanted a Star Wars theme, okay? So I started working on it. Until I realized that his idea of Star Wars is different from my idea. Because I grew up with Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. The 7-year-old kid does not understand that. Right? He grew up with Anakin. And, right? And he has his own set of characters. Okay, so then, so I had to relearn the whole story again and do it in a way that he would understand. Okay? So, and, well, it was also fun. Okay, as I was doing that, one time I was asked to plan for an 18th birthday, and she wanted a butterfly theme. So I had to research a lot on butterflies. Yung ganon, no? So you really have to learn how to look for information that you can use because that's where the ideas really come from. Okay, so do a lot of research. Again, research also on suppliers. Okay, even though you're not doing social events, even though you're not doing weddings and parties, attend those exhibits, okay, for bridal fairs and debutantes fairs, because that's where you can get suppliers whom you can work with. Diba? You can get caterers there, you can get photographers, event stylists are there. Okay, so always, no, look for new information that you can use in your events. Okay, so it's not just planning. Okay, it's not just the creative side. You also have to do a lot of coordination. Make sure people know what their role is, when to do what. Okay, and learn how to marry all of their concerns. Okay? Now, so let's focus now on what the event manager does. Okay? So, events are unique happenings that bring people together, and the event manager is the one who is tasked to make such events happen. Okay? It has a nice title to it, like event manager. Okay? But it carries with it a lot of responsibilities, right? Because events are unique happenings. These are uncommon. It rarely happens. Therefore, okay, it is the task of the event manager to masterfully design, plan, and execute the event. Okay, make sure that everything is worth the time and effort of everybody, and the results would be a delightfully memorable experience. Because the biggest investment that your audience will make would be their time. Okay, the time that they're spending at that event. Okay, so therefore, the best return on that investment would be a delightful memory, right? Or if it's a learning event, then it should be new learnings for the audience. Events bring people together. Therefore, an event manager should be able to work with other people, okay, and put together a unique happening. Okay, and also work around people. So when you're in events, you're a people person. You have to like being with people. Okay, you can't limit yourself in your ivory tower and just work by yourself. Okay, that would be a very, very lonely place. Okay, so you have to like working with people. Okay, and events have a purpose. So, an event manager should be focused towards a common objective. Okay, it's not just to have an event or to stage this event. Okay, that's not the purpose. Okay, you have to have a bigger why, a bigger understanding of why the event has to be done. Okay, so yan. So the event manager is somebody who effectively and efficiently envisions, executes, and evaluates unique happenings that bring people together. Okay, so it's always envision, execute, and evaluate. Okay, nowadays, event managers go by several titles. Okay, professionally, if you would deal with the hotels, what used to be called the banquet department is now known as the events department. Okay, you now have event managers instead of banquet managers in the past. Okay, or if you cover both the lodging and the food and beverage, then you can be called a convention services manager. Diba? The head would be a director of events. Okay. In other countries, like when I was introduced, I have this certification. I'm a certified hospitality educator, which just means I am what? Trained to teach hospitality management. But in the U.S., there's such a thing as a CSEP, Certified Special Event Planner. Okay, there's also a CMP, Certified Meeting Planner. Okay, so it can be as specialized as you want. Diba? Meron ding specialized destination event planner. Okay, there's a special, there is a certified sports event planner. No, so they're really highly specialized, no? And for you to get such a distinction, you have to go to school. Okay, to be a CSEP, I think you have to go through 1 year schooling. Okay, and then after that, you still have to build your portfolio. You're given another year to build your portfolio before they would evaluate your work, and then before you're given that certification. Okay, so it's really, wow, it's really education. Okay, I still have to see if there's a doctorate degree in events. I haven't heard of one, but I will not be surprised, right? And even people working on events, I've met a person who has the initials CBA at the end of her name. I've heard of CPA, Certified Public Accountant. Sabi ko, so excuse me, but I really don't understand this. What is a CBA? Oh, I'm a certified balloon artist. Okay, so you do get training for that. She was trained in the U.S. to become a balloon artist. Okay, fine. Diba? So it can be that specialized. Okay, so probably if you're thinking of retirement, you might retire as a certified balloon artist. Okay, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Diba? Yon. So that's how professional the industry has become. Okay, and even the training that is given, it can be. Today's training is just a general overview of how to plan things, but the training that CSEPs have to undergo, really you're trained on lighting, on effects, you're trained on the kinds of balloons that you should use, the kinds of confetti, may mga ganon, no? Diba? So it's not just any confetti, okay? I just learned that there are different kinds of confettis, depending on what effect would you want. Would you want it to come down in one burst? Would you want it to linger in the air for 1 minute? May mga ganun pala yon, di ba? Okay, so, woo. Sobrang special, very, very specific needs already. Okay? Yan, and then what do event managers do? Well, on page 5, we have a list there of some of the things that event managers do. Okay, the words are somewhere in that jumble. Okay, but definitely you do plan, you do coordinate, you do budgets. Okay, of there's a lot of monitoring that is required. You have to take a look at venues, you have to deal with suppliers. Okay, settle bills also, work with a committee. So it's a lot. It's a big job, and you really have to put your heart into it. But in a nutshell, it all boils down to envision, execute, and evaluate. Okay, now let's take a look at page 6. On page 6, you have their knowledge, skills, and abilities that would be desired in an event manager. Okay, well, I myself do not possess all of those things that are on that list. But it would be nice later on, not now, when you're by yourself, you might want to go through that list, check out what skills or knowledge or ability you already have and what should you continue to work on. Okay, let's commit ourselves to continuous development. Okay, there's always something new that you would learn. I guess committing to attend this seminar is a big step already. Okay, there's always something new. No? So keep on learning and learning and learning. In event management, we use a lot of information from all of the other fields. So it's nice that we get to learn things. Diba? Okay, so commit to continuous learning. Okay, so now I'd like to know, how do you do events? Okay, how do you plan your events? Okay, so from the time that you are given an assignment, okay, as to what event to do, how do you plan and implement it? Okay, so we'll work with the same groups. We'll give out an easel sheet per group. And you are going to write there, how do you currently plan and execute your events? Just give us an outline, okay? Chronological list of activities that you do as you plan and execute your events. So assume that you have been just assigned, okay, an event. What do you do first? Okay, until the time that you get to implement your plan. So write the sequence on an easel sheet, and then identify, at the end of your list, identify and present difficulties that you have encountered in the process. Okay, that way we could pick up what we can focus on for the rest of the discussion. Okay, so same groupings. Yan, yan lang ata. Naka-label na yan. Up to 10? Yeah, I guess we still have about 12 minutes left, so you can work on that. Then at 10 o'clock, we'll take a break. Okay, and then when we get back from the break, we'll take a look at your outline. Okay, so how are you on your outlines? Almost done? Okay. There are groups that are done already.